I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madrid Channel, welcome back to I Love Islam, Subhanallah, where we will get chance to listen to a kalam, a beautiful story, and also we've got some beautiful segments as well, inshallah. Before we continue, before we start the segment, what do you think? Before we start story time, should we listen to a kalam from Abdullah?
Yeah.
Come on then. Come on, Abdullah. Let's listen to a kalam. All the kids who are watching this, please make sure, not just kids, all the adults, all those who are watching this program, make sure first phone your friends or cousins and let them know I Love Islam is back so they can benefit from this program, as well as if you can join in with the kalam with Abdullah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله شهر النبي تيري قليوكا
Subhanallah, subhanallah, that was a beautiful kalam, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept the recitation and the listening of this kalam, mashallah. Well done, Brother Abdullah. May Allah Ta'ala increase more blessings in your voice. Alhamdulillah, we're here. Now it's time to move on to our first segment of the day. What is it called, boys? Story time.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Story time, and today we'll be talking about the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah, we're going to talk about the leaders, those people who would be the leaders of the youth in paradise. Subhanallah, I'm excited. Wow, we've got a beautiful topic today. Inshallah, we're going to be talking about some great personalities of Islam, inshallah, azawajal. But let me start off with a beautiful narration. A great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has reported, it's a long narration, but I'm going to share it with you the end part of this report. The Sayyiduna Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said that an angel has come to the earth this night, that this angel has not been here before. Allahu Akbar, there's a special angel who's come to the earth which has not been here on this earth before this night. And he requested permission in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make salam to me and to give some good news.
Subhanallah.
And Allahu Akbar, what was that news? The news is that the angel says that the honorable daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the leader of the women in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are the leaders of the youth of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, this angel came specially to give this news that the honorable and the great grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, both are the leaders of the youth of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Wow, what can be said about the greatness and high rank of the honorable and great grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, today inshallah we'll be remembering the great, the honorable grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So make sure you watch this with full attention. Let's try to increase our love for the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Brother Arkam, what do you have to say?
There are many narrations where our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about the rank of his grandsons, about the rank of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Like you mentioned, it's mentioned that they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. But in another place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about their excellence and their virtues, he also said, whoever loves Hassan and Hussein loves me.
Allahu.
And whosoever shows animosity towards them shows animosity towards me.
Allah.
Subhanallah. This is the rank of the grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that showing love to them is like showing love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
That is amazing.
Subhanallah.
You know, the love of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is so important, that if you love the honorable grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is like you're loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. That shows you how close the blessed grandsons are with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Anything else?
You know, when you love somebody, you normally call them by nice names or call them in nice descriptions. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Hassan and Hussein are my two flowers in this world.
Subhanallah.
He described them
two
as
flowers.
Two
Wow, subhanAllah.
And it's not just two flowers, my two flowers.
Allah.
My two
they
flowers.
Are known as Raihanatul Rasul. Yeah, Raihanatul Rasul, the flowers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah.
And also, the both grandsons are known as Sibtul Rasul. Just look at that title. Sibtu Rasulillah. They are the grandsons of the Messenger of Allah.
SubhanAllah.
Look at that, you know, their rank and their greatness. How lucky these individuals are that they are the grandsons, blessed grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. Quick question before we move on. Can you tell me when were Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu born? When was their birth? Go on, anyone.
Imam Hassan was older, so he was born first.
Okay, that's, we got first part right. Okay.
Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
SubhanAllah.
In the month of Ramadan, on which date?
The 15th of Ramadan.
15th of Ramadan. So the birthday of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is 15th night of Ramadan, 3rd Hijri.
3rd Hijri.
3rd Islamic year. Okay, 3rd Islamic year and 15th night of Ramadan. And where was Sayyidina Imam Hassan born? In the beautiful city of
Madinatul
Munawwara. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And what about the Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? When was he born?
He was born on the 5th of Sha'ban in 4th Hijri.
4th Hijri, SubhanAllah. So around 1 year difference.
Yes.
In the 3rd Hijri, 15th night of Ramadan, the birthday of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on the 5th of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, 4th Hijri, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, SubhanAllah. And these, the way we just heard, that these great honorable personalities, they are known for their piety, for their greatness, and their titles, some of their titles are unique.
No,
the other people don't have these titles. They are unique people, such as Sibtu Rasulullah.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah, they are the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Raihanatul Rasul. They are the flowers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So you know, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, have another name as well. One of them is known as Shabbir, and the other one is known as Shabbar. On which one is known as Shabbir and Shabbar? Anyone, have a guess.
Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Shabbir.
Yes, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Shabbir, and
Imam Hassan is known as Shabbar.
As Shabbar. Now I'm going to turn to Abdullah. Can you read any share of a naat or of a praise which has the both names in that share?
I don't really know of any naat, but
shall I give you a hint?
One thing is, you know, when we do Khatm al-Qadiriyah, then in the certain verse we read, Ya Siddiq, Ya Umar, Ya Uthman, Ya Haddad, Daf'a Sharkun Khayrawar, Ya Shabir, Ya Shabar.
SubhanAllah, you got that part right, mashallah. Khatm al-Qadiriyah, we have this wazifa and we read this, mashallah. Well done.
Mashallah.
That was good, that. Wow, mashallah. I'm impressed. SubhanAllah.
Brother Tafiq, you know the name Hussein and Shabir? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave these names himself.
SubhanAllah,
Allahu
Akbar, look at that again, the greatness of this great personality that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself named him as Shabir and Hussein,
SubhanAllah.
And same with Imam Hassan as well, SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Back to you, we're not going to let you go that easily, come on, you have to read a kalam, because I think you know it. You have to turn to your book for that one. Bulalo phir mujhe ae shahe bahro bar madine mein. It's in that kalam. Shall give you a try. Shall give you a bit of help. But you have to carry on with that. Once as soon as you catch it, you have to carry on reading that share yourself then.
Ji.
Is that okay?
Inshallah.
Bulalo hum ghareebon ko
bulalo ya Rasulallah. Rasulullah,
Subhanallah. What did I say? You knew that, Nishir, didn't you? Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Well done. So Shabbil and Shabbar, these are also the names of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Subhanallah. Ji, Buzarakum. Anything else?
You know, in Islam, we have different rankings of rulings. Like some things are fard, some wajib, some mustahab. And do you know where the love of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein ranks?
Allah. Subhanallah. Come on, everyone, please listen to this very important information.
It's mentioned that the noble Sahaba, they asked radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, who are those close family members of yours whose love is wajib upon us?
Allah.
So this is the companions asking the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and both of their sons. Who are the both of their sons? Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. So their love is wajib.
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. It is very important for us to have strong love for the great and noble family, blessed family, the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in Ahlul Bayt comes Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. But the key thing for us is, okay, we need to love the great personalities, but the question is, how much do we know about them? You know, if someone was to ask you, can you spend 3 minutes or 2 minutes talking about Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Can you spend 2 minutes in talking about describing the qualities of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Can we do it? How much have we studied? How many books have we studied on this topic? How many speeches have we listened to on Madani Channel on this topic? These are things we should be asking. If we want to really increase our love for Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what could we do? Could you give us some ideas?
So we can continue watching Madani Channel. There are different programs which talk about the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhumah.
Subhanallah.
On the website of Dawat Islami, there's various books, as booklets as well, which talk about this topic as well. If we read those books, those topics, we will understand more about who these individuals were. We will understand what struggles they went through in their life, what their life story was, and we will learn lessons from their lives as well.
Subhanallah. Anything you could say, how can we increase the love for the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'm looking for a key thing from you.
We can, not only we can read naats about them, manqabats about them.
Manqabats. We should try to read or listen to the praise of the honorable Sahaba, the honorable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the honorable family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So listen to a manqabat, a praise. Yes, it's a kalam in the praise of the honorable household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you listen to them, when you listen to those words in each couplet, in each, you know, sentence, there's so many words of, like, their qualities are being mentioned, their descriptions has been mentioned there, and also like their importance, their greatness is mentioned as well. So that's a beautiful way to increase our love. It is important for us to study about the Islamic history, to learn more about these, and you'll find books on Dawat Islami website as well on this topic. If you write keyword Karbala, you'll find some books. If you write Imam Hussein in the search section, you'll find some books about the marvels, the greatness of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And these days you have speeches available as well. So you can write Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein in our pamphlets section in the library, and you'll be able to find speeches about the greatness and different aspects of the life of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is one of the way of increasing our love. Okay, so we need to, let's just summarize a few points here. One, we need to read more about them. Okay, we need to read more about their life. Who are they? When were they born? What are their titles? What were they known? How long did they live? And what did they do in life? We need to study about their life. What were their life struggles? What were the challenges? And how did they overcome the challenges of life? We need to study about the life. And you can study from the blessed seerah, from the books of seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about their birth as well, inshallah. That you can also increase your love for the Ahlul Bayt, for the Sahaba, by listening to the manqabat, the praise of the Sahaba and the blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you have any final words or anything else you want to mention on the topic?
You know, as the lovers of the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, when we want to see how to love the Ahlul Bayt, we look at how the companions love the Ahlul Bayt. When we want to look at the rank of the companions, we look at how the Ahlul Bayt treated the companions.
Subhanallah.
And if you look at the first Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you can see the love that he had for Sayyidina Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan. You can see the love that he had for the Ahlul Bayt.
It's
mentioned that when he became the Caliph of Islam, when he became the Caliph of the Muslims, that he would respect and honor the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than his own family.
Allah.
And it's mentioned that the first Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, the relatives of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to me than my own relatives.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And what's the reason? Because they are the relatives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then if we look at the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is Sayyidina Imam Hussein, he mentions this incident himself. He says, I once went to the home of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he was busy in a private conversation with Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah, he was stood outside. So when Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu got there, he saw the son of Sayyidina Umar is stood outside. So he stood there with him. And then after a while, the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went away, he didn't enter. So at the same time, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went away with the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the same time. And then a few days later, or a few moments later, when Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he told him that I came to see you, but you were busy in a conversation with Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and your son Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was stood outside. So I stood with him, and then when he went, I went away as well, because I thought, if your son doesn't have permission to enter, I won't have permission to enter as well.
Allah.
And then look at what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O my son Hussein,
Allah,
you were more deserving than my own children of coming inside.
Allah.
And who is the one after Allah Almighty who caused the hairs on our heads to grow? It is you, the Sadat, who caused them to grow.
Allah.
This was the love that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed to the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So following the companions, we should also show love to the family of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Wow, you know, that's a beautiful way to look at it as well. Now, if you want to learn how to love the honorable grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one way we can do is by looking at how the great Sahaba used to love the beautiful grandsons.
Yeah,
study their life, see how they used to react, how they used to show their love, express their love and attachment to the blessed grandsons of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And similarly, you could carry on.
Yeah.
The whole history of Islam, those who came after the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, then those who came after them as well. Then generally, if you look at the great scholars, like such as Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and all the great imams, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawse Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when we study the life of great scholars, we see that there's one thing that's in their hearts, which is so flourishing in them. That is the love for the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see this from the teachings of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, not just in his writing, not just in his poetry, but also in his actions as well. There are many examples which express his deep love for the great Sahaba and the blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's another beautiful way, mashallah, Brother Arkam mentioned, that why we don't know how to love them, we don't know what to do, but what we could do, we could see how the scholars used to love the honorable Sahaba and the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's something for us as a role model. That's something we can use and we can implement this in our life as well. Subhanallah. And one way to show your love, to express your love, is by remembering them. So as a family, you can get together. Yeah, like in the beautiful month of Muharram al-Haram, we can get together as a family and we could talk about the great Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. And the more we talk about them, this will increase our love about these great personalities. Now we're going to quickly move to our next segment, Sunnah Lifestyle.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam.
Sunnah Lifestyle. And today, inshallah, we are going to talk about a beautiful aspect of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is loving children. Subhanallah, loving and showing, you know, your connections, your generosity towards children. That's what we're going to talk about. And this is linked to our topic. This is linked to our story time topic, which was about the honorable grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the reason we chose this topic, because when we study the life of the beautiful grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was one thing we learn about the life is how much our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to love them, especially in their young age. In the young age, how they are loved, and this is something that we need to keep in mind. Our elders, our parents, our carers watching this program, inshallah, today we're going to talk about the importance of showing your love towards your children.
Subhanallah, you mentioned that it's linked to Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to show them love when they were children. But if you look at the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was other children as well, of other children of other companions with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a young age, that showed them some love, that showed them some attention, and then they grew up to become some great Sahaba.
Allah.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love that they showed to children, and when those same children grow up, they become something great.
Subhanallah. You know, children, if you can give them this extra bond at a young age, this love, this is a childhood, isn't it? So during the childhood, if you can put something like a gray in them, yeah, that they can remember for the whole life. Because when your life moves on, you always want to go back and think, when I was a child, even the grandchildren were watching this program, grandparents, aunties and grandparents were watching this. Oh, when I was small, when I was a child, then we used to do this. We used to play this. This used to be our sport. Yeah. So maybe the elders should relook at this, and let's try to make our children's childhood, memorable for them. Yeah. Make it loving for them, so they want to look back at their childhood, because childhood only comes once.
Yeah.
You move on. Once you've gone past that childhood, you become a teenager, you can't go back now. You can't say, tomorrow I'll become a child again. Although there are some elderly people, grandparents, like I know a grandfather who, mashallah, he loves watching children programs on Madani Channel. He loves them, subhanallah. And whenever I get a chance to see him, he talks about them children program of Madani Channel, and he expresses his love and how much he learns from them. So we need to make sure we want to give the best childhood to our children. And from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that children need attention. That's the key word that you used before, and I want to emphasize on that. Give attention to your children. Okay, what type of attention? Right, you there, how dare you do this? Yeah, you don't have to scream at your children to get them attention. Come on. Come on, parents. Come on, carers. Come on, elders. Please try to realize that from your side, you think you want to rectify your children. and you want to get bad habits out from them, which is good intention, but the method needs updating, or should I say it needs backdating, it needs to be checked. Now, in the line of Sharia, in Islamic principles, let's check our method of upbringing our children. Does it fulfill the guidelines of Islam? And one of the key thing is the loving children. Children need love. And to the extent, I'm going to reach out to the parents here and the carers who are watching this program. In today's day and age where things have become so fast and challenging, even for children, they've got their own lifestyle, they've got their own routine. A lot of them are on the games or watching things on their phones or their smartphones or whatever they're watching, and they're always busy in them things. They don't have time for the parents, and parents don't have time for children. And it's time. It's become like this. That it's a time where parents need to actually, openly say to their children, "Son, I love you. Daughter, I love you so much. You're my princess. You're my prince." You know, talk to your children and show them. We don't normally show them through how much we spend on them. Mm. A lot of parents, they spend a lot.
Yeah.
But they forget that the screaming they do, the yelling they do, the children forget all the good things that you've done. They always look at this. My dad always screams at me. My mom always shouts at me. Every day in the morning, I have to hear the screams of my mom again. Yeah, and it's like, here she goes. Yeah, you got a smile here as well. Subhanallah. So it looks like it does happen, doesn't it? Yeah, it shouldn't be like that. Okay, can we request to the parents here, the elders who are watching this program, even grandparents, please, just try to put more effort in expressing your love and kindness towards children, because this is from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, from safeguarding point of view, there's so many rules and regulations these days. But if you follow the principle of Islam, that's what Islam teaches us.
And you know, when we're shouting or we're trying to communicate with the children or younger ones, it's because we want them to try and understand or listen to us. And if we do it in a loving way, in a softer way, rather than shouting, they're more likely to listen to our message as well.
Inshallah. So hopefully, inshallah, we are going to act upon this, inshallah, azza wa jal. Look after yourself. Stay safe. Keep praying salah. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.